Right. Hey guys, welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great day. I am not. I'm having a terrible show because Trey is mean. And I'm having a great day. I just had an awesome weekend. I'll tell you more about that later. Trey, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself, buddy?
I'm awake. I picked up my son. He goes, Daddy, I missed you for a whole 2 days. And I was like, aw, thanks, Bubba. Aww.
Can you hear these sound bites?
I can.
That's weird because I cannot.
All right.
Well, that is terrible. Anyway.
Well, do you have it where you can hear it? Do you have the hear button on?
You shouldn't have to.
Oh, interesting.
That is terrible. Well,
why don't you give me a beatbox as we share this to the world?
Let's do this.
Hello, how are you? My name is Skell. I rhyme with skills, only if I gotta tear them out. They say I be if I'm running right down. I knew what I was gonna let them down right now. When and where must I stare, standing right there, looking at my people and they're feeling like here. Now they wanna cheer, do they really get me near? Do they really say that I will be the one there? Ooh, this has been a little cold today. I never seen what I was doing and I'm running away. Feeling my pain cause I'm stuck today. And Trey is beatboxing. That's what he likes to do. And that is so awesome. I know what is so cool. Hey, hey, I don't even know why I'm rapping little flows. Why I'm better when I go? Did I really pick my nose? I'm sorry, I had a boogie. I had a breaking boogie. Did you understand what I'm doing? I can't a hoogie. Now I gotta do it. I rip it down, huh? Now I gotta feel it, cause I'm feeling it now, huh? Did you really know where I could be? I'm only like this. Now I gotta rap for me.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you.
It's so crazy because, like, I normally can hear that sound, but I cannot hear that sound. You guys can, but I can't. Anyway.
It was a good sound.
Good. Phenomenal.
You can hear us talk, though, right?
Yeah, I can hear all that good stuff.
All right. That's good to hear, Trey Bay.
All right, sweet. So, what is everybody's headline of the week? As Jason is picking his nose in the clip.
Yeah. I really need to change that clip.
Yeah, you do.
It's like a 5 second chance.
Jason, what's your headline, brother?
I have so many good headlines. I got to make fun of a Grammy winner.
Oh, wow.
To their face.
Okay. I will let Miss Newton go last because we let the our guests go last for, you know, because their headlines are always better than ours. But this is going to be tough. I got to use hardware, fake hardware that is better than the original. That is, we all explain it here in a second. So, Newton, all you have to do is say your headline, and then we will come right back to you after we've explained ours.
Okay. I spilled a bucket.
Spilled a bucket. Okay. I can't wait to hear about what is in the bucket. Hopefully it's not acid or anything that will melt the hole in the floor.
It is not. That is my hint.
Oh.
It's not.
All right, Jason, go ahead.
Well, so I got to go to this the Children's Music Network conference this weekend, and where the keynote speakers were this year's Grammy winners for Best Children's Album, the Alphabet Rockers, which are my friends, and they did an amazing keynote. But after I was inspired by a silly idea for a song, which then I went to Tommy.
and he is the rapper in the crew. And I just told him about this song that he inspired me. But I was just like, hey, man, it's because you just can't seem to get anything right. And I'm just going to give you songs so you can win another Grammy that I wrote for you. And he's like,
oh, my gosh.
And later he was like, you want me to tell you my takeaway from this whole conference? The song that you gave me. Thank you. You'll see it on my next album.
I was like, oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
But it was just a silly idea. And if, because the idea was, as he's, they have a song called I Stand With You, which is being an ally to everyone. But as he was learning those conversations, he realized that he couldn't just ask every question that was in his head. And had to consider things beforehand. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if you wrote a song about all the things you can't say in your head? Like, you are about to say it, but it actually goes back into your head like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Like, that would just be a funny song. But then it also would be cool because it would be like a social justice song talking about the idea of how we treat people. And so, anyways, it was cool.
Awesome, man.
I have tons of fun stories about that. I'll tell you later, but there you go.
Awesome, dude. Just because I had a tough time picking a headline of the week and I couldn't think of anything else. No. I'm going to go with what I said. So I got to play with a off-brand piece of hardware. I'll say it like that. I bought third-party Nintendo Switch controllers on Amazon, and they work amazing. So I don't know if anyone watching right now is a gamer. If you're not, hardware for gaming consoles is kind of expensive, because especially for Nintendo, because they know that people will buy their stuff because of their name alone. That's why Nintendo games now are selling for full price used, like when they actually more than what they were initially released for. So for example, Nintendo Wii game, which is two consoles away from what we are now, is a $80 game when it was a $60 game on release. How does that make sense? Economy. I don't know. Whatever. So I got to buy $40 Nintendo Switch controllers. You're probably thinking, wow, that's pretty expensive. No. Brand new Nintendo Switch controllers are $80. $80. And yeah, they're great, but I don't know if you've seen a Nintendo Switch controller. They are about the size of these tissues. That's one Joy-Con. And you don't get a lot of hardware, but what you do get is very expensive. So I'm proud of myself. They work amazing. And you should go on Amazon right now and get some $40 Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons.
Under Trey's affiliate link.
I am not sponsored by Nintendo. That would be amazing, though.
No, but you could just have the Amazon link, the affiliate link on your website.
Oh, that's right.
People could click the link of the Joy-Cons, and then you then can reap the millions of people that buy it from this episode.
Like what everybody's doing with TikTok, right? The TikTok shop.
Well, it's because you don't have a choice in the matter, because that's the only way you can make money now is if you sell their products. If you don't, you won't make money.
This is true. We'll figure something else out like that. Hopefully it'll work out. I don't know. Anyway, I'm done on my rant. Nuthin, feel free to take it away.
Well, you know what's funny, though? I thought when you first started talking about Nintendo, I just heard you say Nintendo. So I thought you were talking about, like, Nintendo. Like, we're going all the way back to, like, Duck Hunt and, like, Legend of Zelda. But you weren't going that far back.
The NES. And the SNES, yes. It's still expensive. All of it is expensive.
So I said my headline was about spilling the bucket, and I decided to just like spill my bucket list that I have.
Aha. Because
I don't like it. I made it as I was. It was like a bucket list to get up to the point, like things to do before I turned 40, which was now 5 years ago. And so I just feel like I need a whole new bucket list, but I don't know why I want it to be different. I just like looked at it and I was kind of like disappointed. So that's where I am. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, I feel like everyone's like, oh, it's a bucket list. It's travel. But I feel like it has to be more like meaningful or more in my bucket list is boring. That's what it comes down to.
What are some things on your bucket list?
We'll decide.
I also like checklists. So obviously I have it in a checklist format.
This is boring.
Oh, whatever. Just no, you're good. Don't listen to Jason.
I had parasailing on that. I did that.
That sounds awesome.
Did had zip lining on that. I did that. I had learned to hula hoop on it. I did that.
I'm not
a zip line. Sounds terrifying.
I don't have a weight category for me on zip lines. Just saying.
But yeah, everything else was just like boring. Like I was like, oh, maybe I should be a bartender. And then I was like, I don't really need that kind of career change right now.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like there are certain things on your bucket list where you know, oh, maybe I should work as a I was gonna say a Batista. That'd be funny.
Barista.
you work as a wrestler, but a 6'5"
Dave Batista.
Yeah, you can only be Batista. You can only play his roles. So, anyways, I'm being silly now.
So that's what I need to do. Figure out how to make my bucket list.
The whole focus of this podcast just to help
to just figure out my bucket list.
Yeah.
I do want to be an extra in a movie. So
oh, that'd be amazing.
That yeah, awesome. I would like. My goal is like, see, my goal isn't even to be like an actress. It's just like I would like to be an extra that they show, like, you know, past, like driving by. That would be fine with me.
Do you live in Texas? Because if you did, I could make that happen tomorrow.
No, dang. But would I fly to Texas just for that? Because yeah. I'm in New Jersey, which actually should make it easier. I don't know. I'm right by New York.
We're talking about something.
We're talking about our
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, they have a new. My friends here in Texas are making a Sherlock Holmes movie called Sherlock Holmes, The Mayor of the Night. It's actually about Sherlock Holmes as an older guy. It's an independent film. And we have him on the show often. So that'd be pretty easy. It'd be a pretty, pretty easy.
That's a really cool idea too.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. Like the idea of all of his adventures kind of catching up with him as he ages and his decisions with drugs. So, but yeah, no, I think that's hard. Bucket list in general, I don't even do a bucket list. I'm just like, I'm just going to try to do cool stuff. That's my plan. Who are you talking to on the side there, Trey?
Nobody. I'm still trying to figure the voice mod stuff out.
Oh, I saw you like say quiet to somebody. I was like, were you saying?
No, I'm cracking my fingers.
Oh, wow.
This guy's freaking out, guys. Look out.
I'm losing my mind.
Where?
I don't know. But yeah, so that's a hard one. Trey, do you have anything cool on your bucket list?
Do I have anything cool on my bucket list?
I want to go to Japan. Which is against what you're saying about travel.
Yeah. I'm going to Guatemala in a couple of weeks.
I would love to go to the Philippines. I'd love to go to New Zealand. I'd love to go to shucks. Oh, there's so many places, man. Where I was born, Germany. No, I'm just playing. I wasn't born there, but I am German. I'd love to go to Ireland, Scotland. Yeah, all those places. Anyway, yes, that is travel. I'd love to go paragliding. I think it'd be terrifying. Do you have parachutes when you paraglide?
It's parasailing. Is that the same as
parasailing? You said parasailing. I thought you said paragliding. No. Paragliding and parasailing are two different things.
Yes.
Paragliding.
I did the less scary one.
Parasailing. I would love to go parasailing. That would be fun. That's when you are behind a boat and they pull you up and you go, okay. Yep. Gotcha.
Yes.
Cool. This is so frustrating. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not understanding why. Let's try this. Okay. Can you guys hear that?
Yes.
That's so weird. I don't know why I hear that. I can now. Yes. Anyway.
Huh.
We are good to go. All right, cool. Jason, are you ready?
Nope.
Phenomenal. Miss Newton, are you ready?
Yes.
You are. Well, phenomenal, because it is now time for a quiz.
Okay, I'm ready. There's like a hair up situation.
Yes, it is. Bring your A game. Bring everything that you have. This is for the mansion, the yacht, and possibly your life savings. Anyway, we're going to move on with that. But yes, this is a quiz that pits you and Jason against each other. You get there's a couple of open-ended questions. There's a couple of multiple-choice questions. But by the end of it, I pick the winner. So, but this quiz is based on how many questions you will get right. You guys will both get ample chance to answer any and all questions I have. I will go from left to right, depending on who went last, gets the first crack at the question. And without further ado, let's get into it. And we always let our guests go first. I am slipping over my words today. We let our guests go first. And Miss Newton.
Yes.
Which appealing yellow fruit is slightly radioactive due to its high potassium content? Is it A, lemon? Is it B, a mango? Or is it C, a banana?
It's a banana.
Okay.
And Jason, I even have fun trivia about that I'll give you later.
I'm down. I'm ready for it.
Oh, Jason, you're ready right now?
After he answers this question.
Okay. All right. But I know I got it.
Can you repeat the question? Because I wasn't listening.
No.
Well, then it's, can you
I think I'm already winning.
Lemon, mango, or a banana? What's your favorite fruit out of that category?
Mango.
Well, that's the answer is banana. So anyway, so yes, no, I'd love to know the trivia right now. Oh man, this is a lot.
No.
Okay, so I just read a
it?
Book.
Oh. Yeah, I was trying to get rid of it. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's Don't. Not a. It's somebody trying to sell stuff.
Okay, cool, phenomenal. Yeah. Anyway, as you're saying.
So I just read a book called A Taste of Poison, which basically takes you through like 13 different poisons and how the person like poisoned someone. In most cases, it was like a husband trying to poison his wife, but then it would talk about the biology and everything.
Or the other way around.
No, most of these were the husbands trying to kill the wife for a younger,
really?
That's a younger crazy. Chick. Yes.
That's crazy.
But basically we're talking about how you can die by bananas, but you'd have to eat like 400 of them. And
in
then
a day.
You'd be poisoned.
In, so, the, in a day.
Like in a sitting.
Yeah. That's in, because I eat like 300 in a day. So I was a little concerned.
So you're not going to die.
Okay, good.
The banana poisoning.
I feel a little apish, but I wasn't sure.
I always love those guys that do the TikToks who are like, there's a toxic chemical in your banana. And then they're like, if you eat a banana, it's going to kill you. And then somebody else is like, bro, you have to eat 400 bananas.
It's a 400.
That or the fake TikToks where they're like, let's look inside of a red blood cell and this is or whatever. And they'll zoom in and it's like a whole bunch of bacteria swarming one or whatever. And it's like, this is false information. Yeah. Red blood cells are not infected. Like they're just basically it's this gotcha game where it's like, look at this. This is crazy. And it's like, this was all fabricated. This is fake. And this is why. And they'll tell you why. I like listening to the ones that are like, hey, look at this video. And we'll tell you why it's fake because blah, blah, blah. So thank you for that banana knowledge. I never knew that.
Trey, I can't wait till somebody does that with one of our videos. They're like, these guys don't know what they're talking about.
Probably every one of them. But anyway, let's move on to the next question. Jason, which substance is still the hardest naturally occurring on Earth? Is it A, a topaz? Is it B, is it quartz? Or is it C, a diamond?
Or D, Trey's skull?
It's probably that one. But anyway, that wasn't on the answers.
Oh, I can't choose that one?
You can choose that one.
I'll go with Z, diamond.
Okay. Miss Newton, same question. Which substance is still the hardest naturally occurring on Earth? Topaz, quartz, or diamond?
I believe it's diamond. There's the whole like blood diamond thing and all that.
That is correct. You guys are both correct. Congrats. And we're going to move right along. Unless you have any fun diamond facts.
Shoot, I didn't come prepared with those.
Dang it. I kind of wanted to know now. all right. So this is an open question. I'm not going to give you answers to help you with it. Well, let's have Jason go first. What is the only number that has the same number of letters as its meaning?
Do I have some choices?
Like I said in the very beginning, it is an open question. There are no answers. If you were paying attention.
I'm working.
Is that loud for you guys? Do I need to turn that up?
It sounds great. I thought that was his cue to answer, though.
It was. Yeah. We're just waiting ever so patiently. Want to get through this so we can talk to her.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do a thing, and I apologize.
I thought you were Googling the answer.
Yeah, it's probably cheating. What is the only number that has the same number of letters as its meaning? I will give you 5 seconds. Word. Number.
10.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1. 10.
He said 10.
Three,
okay.
7.
You're up, Miss Newton.
I'm going to go with 4.
It is four. Congratulations. I'm so glad you were paying attention to the question.
On to the next one.
So this time.
Here we go.
This is for the mansion and the yacht because I'm done with the quiz and would prefer to talk to Nuthin. Jason's going to go first again. This is a meme expressing a nerdy surprise feature of a teenage girl saying Ermagerd while holding books from what child's book franchise? Children's book franchise.
Oh, Lord.
I got you. I'm helping you out. Is it Harry Potter? Is it Animorphs? Or is it Goosebumps?
Harry Potter.
Okay. Nathan, is it Harry Potter, Animorphs, or Goosebumps?
I feel like it was like an older picture. I'm very familiar with it. Yeah, I know. It's seeing her. So I want to go Goosebumps because it's older.
Here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Nathan's correct. Congratulations. You win.
I almost picked that one, but I just feel like every meme I ever see is just Harry Potter at all times.
Right.
Well, it's not. So it is Ermagerd Goosebumps. That's where it's from. And I left out a word that I could have said, but it would have given it away easily. And the franchise was based on the horror theme. So obviously it was Goosebumps. That would have given it away easily. But congratulations, Nuthin. You get our nice little NFT. And here it is right now. Great job from Jay Pineapples. You probably are thinking, what in the world is going on? That is one of our friends. His name is Jaime Pena. He's a good friend of ours. He has another show that he hosts. He's always blowing us up in the comments. But he will see him sooner or later, or maybe he doesn't even care. That's fine. We're going to move on with the show. You get that. Hopefully it's worth money someday. But let us know and we'll send it to you. Possibly not. But anyway, Jason, why is Nuthin on our show today after she brutally destroyed you in the quiz today?
Well, because she's awesome. If you hadn't already seen that.
I do see that because she pays attention.
Yeah, compared to me, who does not. to the point that I don't even know why she's on the show, if I'm going to be honest with you. But she's here on the side. She says, when I asked her what she'd do for a better year, she said, spend some time with yourself and read. Why, Nathan, do we need to spend time with ourselves and read for a better year?
For a better year. You know what? I think that, at least for me, this is, I guess I can just say what reading does for me. It allows me to look at the world with a new perspective, whatever kind of book it is, or makes me find a character that I can connect with. Or honestly, sometimes when everything just sucks, it's something that is a distraction or an escape or a companion. So I think I just always encourage people to find a book and read. And when people are like, oh, I don't like to read, I'm like, you just haven't found the right book then.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That totally makes sense. I think if you're not willing to, like, again, I think reading expands your mind, allows you to do all these things. And it's like, sometimes you just need to do something for you and make you smile. And I was thinking about this. It's like the idea of it is that whose voice are you hearing when you're reading? Your own. So you're reading to yourself. So it's like two of you just hanging out, just enjoying the day. You and your clone reading a book.
Now it just got weird. I appreciate you saying that because so for me, I have ADHD, and it's hard for me to sit still if I'm not insanely focused on something. And it used to be books, then it became manga, and in between there was video games. Mm-hmm. So for books, I had a hard time reading them because there wasn't something engaging. Not necessarily the words couldn't open my mind and you know, pique my interest and have me daydreaming, but I discovered audiobooks, and you may or may not like those. It seems like you do. I love John Carter. Like, mm-hmm. If anyone's seen the movie John Carter of Mars, or no, it was just John Carter.
Yeah, I think it was just John Carter.
It was a culmination of several books that the author made, and it was a terrible representation, but I still liked it. It could have been a lot better, but I tell you what, I can't agree with you more because books are phenomenal. And audiobooks help me so much more. I can do other stuff as I'm listening.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's an amazing thing to better your year.
Did you read Ready Player One since you're a gamer?
I did not, and I need to. And the tough part is someone gave it to me.
Oh, it's so good. It's like old school games that you're like talking about in the book. So it just like brought everything back. You have to read it.
I've obviously seen the movie, but everyone's saying the book's so much better. The books are always better, if we're going to be honest.
Yes.
Which, huge nerd throw out there. If anyone knows what Halo is. Are you aware of Halo? Do you know what Halo is, Nathan?
The video game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really phenomenal.
True. I mean,
I'm just asking. You said what? What'd you say?
No, I was saying, well, I mean, I was going to say, so I have two boys and my older one's 14. Maybe that's why I know. But no, I was like, wait, I know it independently of him. I grew up playing like Nintendo with my big brother. I met my husband in our college arcade playing Virtua Fighter 2 specifically.
Perfect.
So love it's that game. A, you know, love it. So good at it. If I come to Texas, I might beat you in that too.
Well, dang.
In Texas, Trey went to this. They have anime arcade where they actually have Virtual Fighter there.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
And I think it was actually, really sick.
Yeah, it was cool. You pay like $5 and you get to play as many Japanese arcade games as you want for an hour.
I love that. Even though I will say all of these, like, you don't have to pay anything. You pay up front. I'm like, oh, I don't have all my quarters in my pockets.
Right.
I remember playing Street Fighter.
You press play and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They figured out a system for older folks that love to play arcade cabinets can just play them without fiddling with the quarters and the tokens. Yeah. What I was trying to say really quick.
Older folks is what you're saying.
I literally use tokens to play arcade cabinets. What are you talking about, Jason?
For the older folks, and you were looking up towards us.
I am almost 30. What do you mean?
Good thing I get to look down at you.
Did you just say almost 30? Is he almost 30?
He is almost 30.
I'm turning 30 this month, actually.
Aw.
I know, it's so sweet.
I know. I get that. I understand.
I'm on the show.
But there's probably... Anyway, we're going to move on.
Okay, go
Halo,
on.
Halo, the books are phenomenal. And no one would know, obviously, unless you read it. But everyone knows Halo for their video games.
Yes.
But... oh my lord, the books are just blow away. And it just the descriptiveness and all of that, but I couldn't agree with you more. So anyway.
Okay. So
adding it to my list.
There you go. What got you into books? Like why did you become a I can't say it. Can't say anything anymore.
A connoisseur of books.
There it is.
Ah. So I moved around a lot as a kid. So I was born in are you from Louisville?
I am. Right.
So I was born in Louisville.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yes. That is usually my little trivia because everyone's like, what? But my parents left after 6 months and then we moved around a lot in New Jersey, in New York.
That's a big move.
Moved to India for 3 years.
Cool.
When I was in third grade, came back, moved again. So I feel, and I was a super, super shy kid. Like, you know, when you like see that, like a really shy. That was me. I was that super shy kid. So I think with all those moves and being so painfully shy, books were just kind of this escape for me and this companion. So that's really, I think, where it started. And that's just kind of continued.
That's awesome. Cool.
Is that what actually moved you towards education for your work? Was it the joy of reading and that kind of stuff?
A little bit. I think it comes from, that's why I just always want to learn. I think that's what even my bucket list, I was like, it's not like I want to like just have adventures and learn and see things from different perspectives and all of that. So I think that's where all of it comes from.
So I have a plan for you now. We figured it out what you do with your bucket list.
Okay.
What we do is we just take all the Indiana Jones movies and just make those your bucket list so that you could be archaeologist, learning new stuff and running away from snakes and boulders and Nazis, you know.
I feel like I have to, like,
be scary.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a stepping stone to that bucket list.
Yeah, I feel like it's a pretty hardcore bucket list.
I guess getting a he doesn't have a fedora. What is that?
What is that hat called?
I don't know. No, it's
just
not
like
a
an Indiana Jones hat. It has no
an
name.
Indiana Jones hat. You got to get a whip. You got to get a like a cutoff polo type button down thing. You got to get the pants. He's got like this cutoff thing. I don't even know. Whatever. Anyway.
God, I love those movies.
Those were good movies. Well, yeah, no, it's probably bad, right?
No, it's fine. But it's like an 80-year-old Harrison Ford running around with just.
He needs to pass the torch. Like, yes.
I mean, he tried. Yes.
Hey.
Again.
You can be an extra.
In the Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I forget. We had somebody on the show where we talked about the idea. It was about that same movie. We had one of the stars of that new movie, the Sherlock Holmes, and she was actually an extra in one of the other, like in a Netflix movie. And I was like, talking about like a move up, you went from extra in a Netflix movie to starring in a actual film.
I was like, so it can happen, yeah, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. So then I was like, wouldn't it be funny if you were an extra in one movie and then they just loved you as an extra so much, they're like, we're going to make you the star of the next one. And
what's crazy about extras is that you're there and off in the scene somewhere, but if you stand out too much, they might actually cut you from the movie, which is crazy because it was some YouTube short that I saw this guy was like doing all these super emotive things in the background, but he stood out like a sore thumb. And so they're like, yeah, this guy's not going to be in the movie. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like going to a casting, say, hey, just do this. And he does so much more. And obviously you want to get noticed in a movie, like who doesn't, but anyway.
That's fun. Yeah, no, that's cool. I think that's such an interesting thought process with books and with those things. And, you know, like, what actually got you into doing the podcast, and what's your podcast about? How did that motivate you to do it? You know, those kind of things.
So the podcast is called The Acknowledgements, and it's because what I realized, like I'd get to the end of a book and be weirdly nerdily excited about reading the acknowledgements that the author wrote and just kind of be like, what did they mean by this? Or sometimes like something would like seem like an inside joke. Like one of the authors I just interviewed in the back, she said she was thanking her family. And then she was like, and blah, 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 where's the beef? And I'm like, I want to know what that is or who this person is. Or they'll talk about, you know, their inspirations. And then I'm wondering, is that inspiration related to the story or the character? So it was kind of the idea years and years ago that just kind of stuck in my head. And I had all this imposter syndrome of ever doing anything with it because I'm like, who am I? Just random person to be, you know, calling up authors and being like, well, hey, want to talk to me? But then I kept at it and it just wouldn't go away. It was kind of that thing like that just always stayed in my head. And I knew I'd regret it if I didn't just jump. And then I said, before I turn 45, got to do this. And that was in April. So in March, the first episode dropped and I was like, I did it. So that's what I do. I bring on authors. I talk about their acknowledgements, but then we just end up like talking about obviously their book and the characters, but like their lives and what they're all about and how they're inspired and their influences. So it's been really cool. Authors are cool.
That's amazing. No,
that's super cool.
This is a dumb statement. I am now going to parody this, and I'm going to make my own podcast that talks to authors about their acknowledgments. But I'm gonna Bobby Altoff it, where I just pretend like I have no idea what they're talking about. So it's like, hey, you said your wife. What is a wife? What is that? Is that a person that you know? Okay, cool. That's exactly how weird those things
what?
Are.
What just happened?
That's what I'm telling you. That's the point. So there's this person that does podcast and they literally just ask dumb questions and then pretend that they don't care the answer or what? Don't agree.
Are you in the same universe as us, Jason?
No, this is like what they do. Like Bobby Altoff will interview Drake and say, hey, Drake, so you do music. What kind of music is
it? You're like, talking about, okay, the plant, the girl. Gotcha.
Yeah, the
Never
industry
mind.
Plant girl on TikTok.
Which
that's
is
what
so
she
weird.
Does.
Yeah, so she just pretends
and she
to not
berates
care.
Them.
Yeah, she pretends she destroys them, begins to not care about what they do or that they're even famous, and that's her bit. She Got knows it. Them. This is but her bit is that yeah. She just makes fun of it.
So like, so, for example, like Jason, what's with the beard? What are you doing?
I like beards.
I don't care. Like she'll just so ask the question like, and then stupid. just like yeah no but like it's so much more it's so much hardcore like just way more out there. It's very different. You should look her up. It's
oh, now I have
weird.
To look it up. Yes.
Yeah.
She was very famous.
I mean,
she still is
thing.
Very famous.
That's amazing. She like figured out this thing.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? She paid celebrities.
Yes.
Yeah, so to paid. Have them come on her show.
Well, her first one was like Funny Marco, and then when she had Funny Marco on, who does the same thing, or he does the same kind of thing, and then it just kind of blew up from there, and then it just ended up being a bunch.
And the Drake interview is probably the most famous one.
Yeah, and that one got deleted, but in general, there is a lot of it. But anyways, I was just being funny, and nobody got the joke, so then I just looked like
I wasn't. I didn't get her. I can't remember her name. That's why I was like, "What are you talking
yeah, that's
about?"
That's why I was like, "So what is a wife?" So now you understand what I was saying.
Yeah, I thought you were directly asking Newton. I was like, what?
I know. That's why I got, I was ready to.
She was so uncomfortable.
I was going to go with it, but then I didn't know how.
That's exactly.
Because I'm a rule follower. So I'm like, he's asking me a question. I must answer.
No, sorry. I was being funny. It didn't work. I apologize. But no, I love that idea. I love. Acknowledgements are so interesting because you just don't, you'll end up like going in like, wait a second, they're friends with this dude. I didn't even realize that they even had this kind of connection. Let's see. Do I start with the big question or do I start with a small one? Like, all right. So yeah, we'll just start with the big one. So like if out of all the acknowledgements you've ever read, is there one where, is there a dream interview that you just want to know? Mm-hmm. Where you like, it doesn't even have to be famous, but you just read their book and you're like, I need to know mm-hmm. what's up with this acknowledgement, like the dream acknowledgement episode.
I mean, I would love to interview Ann Patchett.
Okay.
So
remind me who that is. I'm sorry. I'm terrible with names.
No. So
you just did that. Good foreshadowing. Good.
A whole bunch of callback books. Her latest book was called Tom Lake. But she wrote Bel Canto, among other books. One of the books I love of hers, it's called A Story of a Happy Marriage. And it's kind of memoir-y, but it's all in like short stories. So it's really cool. And actually the audiobook she narrates herself.
Oh, so, awesome.
Yeah. So I'd
That's
love
super
her.
Cool.
Yeah. I'd love when to interview you... her. Good. Just because she's like, such a well-known author, beautiful writing, and just because of who she is. You know what other book I actually listened to, which also you have to listen to, don't read it, is Tegan and Sarah.
Okay.
Do you know who they are? They're
the band?
The band, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, cool.
So they have an audio book, and it's really cool. They actually, it's about them. It's their lives, which are like crazy. Like they talk about like, it's basically finding themselves, like a coming of age story. And I hadn't even listened to their music, but what's really neat is they go back, they're twins. They go back and forth narrating, and then they'll play clips of music in between. So that's all in the audio book.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'd love to interview them too. And just, I don't know, the whole idea of interviewing a musician and hearing about that whole life and getting to that point and that those challenges, I think would be really neat to listen to.
That's
super, super cool.
What's been the most difficult thing in doing the podcast and with the whole talking to, have you had somebody where they're like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you why I said that in the acknowledgments or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to, no. I think the only times I've felt flustered and been like, well, that was a disaster, has been more on like my point of view of I got nervous or I got weird and like couldn't get the question out and fumbled on it. And I've just like tried to be more forgiving, I guess, of myself when I screw up. And just realize it's gonna happen. And I think that's been a big thing that probably took me this long in my life to figure out of just, it's not the end of the world, I can move on. But no, every author has been really open to sharing their stories.
That's amazing.
Have you ever had any that have just straight up declined?
No, they just don't. They haven't answered me. But you know what? I will say most have. So that's really cool. The one that didn't answer, though, I really wanted to talk to, he wrote a book called The Penguin Year.
Okay.
And he was actually like a nature filmmaker person. I'm sure he has a different title. And he went to Antarctica to film the emperor penguins and like spent that whole year, and he writes about it. And I was like, this was so cool. Like, and just penguins are so cool. And he just didn't respond. So then I was sad.
That's
but
tough.
He didn't say no. So it was kind of, it was like a gentle He didn't say no.
One thing I will say.
He didn't say yes.
One thing I will say is that from 4 years of experience of a podcast, is there are times where somebody will like not answer you for like a year, and then you actually have enough episodes where they're like, no, I'd love to be on your show. And you're like, but then you have to pretend like they hadn't waited a year to respond to your message because you don't want to be rude. So you're just like, oh, that's great to hear.
It's so good to
but
hear.
Then
from
inside
you.
You're like, I hate you so much. Why'd you make me wait a year?
So maybe one day the penguin guy will call me up. Be ready to chat.
Or wait, is the penguin guy Morgan Freeman? Because if it is not, you really were swinging way too high.
The emperor penguin.
Penguin guy. Oh my God, can you imagine?
That'd be cool.
Morgan Freeman's voice.
The emperor penguin in its natural habitat.
You should see if you can get Mick Foley on your show. He writes, he's a wrestler, but he does really amazing biographies. Like, I'm not even playing. He has a biography of his book called, it's called Have a Nice Day. And it's his first one, but to the point that it was such a big deal. I think he's written like 10 books since then. And he's very, very good. But that'd be funny to like, just get somebody that you wouldn't expect to like. And then he's like, that's a good one. Ooh, you know, sorry. Now I'm just dreaming for you.
No, Jason. No, Lemony
Snicket, please.
That would be good.
Yes. Because you know what's funny is I think I've said this before on the show before, but they used to have Tim Curry read the books, the audiobooks for Lemony Snicket, and then halfway through it switched to Lemony Snicket himself or the guy that plays it. And it wasn't as good as Tim Curry, but he was still pretty good. He had a good voice. But I love those. Those were awesome audiobooks.
So I would like to do that too, actually. I don't know how you get into that, but I would like to be an audiobook narrator, I think. But I can't do voices. It would just have to be my voice the whole time.
I would. Oof.
So you know that so one of the easiest ways, both you and Trey, here you go.
Here
so
we go.
One of the easiest ways to do this, and it's a money-making thing, but if you can actually do it, I mean, you literally can make an audiobook tomorrow. What you do is you find a public domain book, and then literally record yourself doing it.
Carter of Mars!
Yes, and then release it as an audiobook, and then you can actually put it in the circle, those places that actually do audiobooks, and you can sell your little book on Amazon as an audiobook.
It's so much recording. These books are so thick.
Yeah.
You need to find a very tiny book.
Right, like a children's book.
Yes,
exactly. Is Dr. Seuss in public domain yet?
Winnie the Pooh is.
Yes! Let's go! I'm a huge Pooh Bear fan.
Again, then you have to do those voices.
Well, I don't think you can actually do the voices because those are covered.
Oh, bother.
You'd have to do
Piglet,
your own.
They took my honey.
You'd have to do. You'd have to give. No, you'd have
do
to
Eeyore,
give.
Mel
Tigger. T-I double gitter. So what? Eeyore?
I guess nobody cares. It doesn't matter.
What? I'm trying to think of like some famous quotes by
Eeyore. Why was Eeyore my favorite? It's so depressing. But
why is everyone's favorite Eeyore?
It's true. Eeyore's my favorite too.
Rabbit's
everyone
my favorite.
Has anxiety and depression, so everyone like can connect with him.
Rabbit's my favorite because just the worst stuff happens to him, and he's one of the most happy-go-lucky people. And it's just like because like it's normally Pooh or Tigger that's like just ruining everything. It's mainly Tigger, but yeah, that's hilarious.
He's bouncing everywhere. Of course, you're gonna ruin everything.
What's tough, and we're going to move on from this. Sorry, this was a big side tangent we just did. When Disney Plus dropped for nostalgic purposes, I immediately started watching the old school Winnie the Pooh. And I was crying laughing at this one scene where it's Rabbit is ice skating. And Tigger comes in out of nowhere, starts ice skating, slips, trips, falls. Rabbit's trying to get away. He just crashes into Rabbit. The whole setup is just hilarious because I loved it as a kid. Thank you, Disney Plus. I that would be amazing if they sponsored our show. But I was crying. It was hilarious. Crying, laughing. Anyway, all that aside, yes, audiobooks. That would be a dream come true for me as well. So that is, What if you had a book to write, what would it be about?
Oh, if I so I do have this one idea is that I would make, not that people have coffee tables. Do you have coffee tables?
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay. So I would, that's good. Then you can buy my coffee.
I also have a 2-year-old.
You can buy my coffee table book then that one day I will write, which will be like beautiful.
Is it coffee proof?
And have.
Yeah. Is it and have, pick up and thrown at your daddy proof? This is a real question. Sorry.
And have like different excerpts from acknowledgments throughout it. So, but I did.
Cool.
Oh no, wait.
Wait.
I was walking today and I thought of a really good book idea.
Perfect.
You're
pitching it right now.
Shoot. Oh wait, it does have to do with the acknowledgments. So it's a murder mystery.
Perfect.
Someone's going to steal my idea. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Well, just say patent pending. You'll be okay.
Patent pending is that it's a whole murder mystery, but there's a hint. Someone figures it out. There's hints in the acknowledgments of the author's book. And that's how you figure it out because they're the ones that get murdered, but they knew who was going to murder them or hurt them or who was out to get them. So you have to and then someone figures out to read the acknowledgments and there's all these hints.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
you should do it.
You guys don't look impressed with my
You should do it. No, seriously. Worry about this clown. Worry about me. You should do it.
No. So I'm thinking the logistics of this.
Okay.
So the only way this works is that they wrote 20 books in like 20 years and that this person has been wanting to murder them for 20 years.
But they've been traveling in that 20 years and no one can find this author.
So that'd be the only way that would work. Because if it was just in one book.
I have a very good suspension of disbelief. So
this has become a partnership now. You realize this.
Trey is going to narrate the audiobook.
Yes. Yes. I'll do it. Please. Oh my gosh. Please. Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
I'm going to be an extra in my movie. So done.
Well, oh my gosh. Okay. No, this is perfect. You know, you have to have it happen. Now, can it be a little science fiction-y?
Yes. I would love
perfect.
That.
Perfect. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll do it for
it'll
free.
It'll be a mixed genre book.
Okay. What if? What? Oh, I'm trying to think of never mind. We can talk after the show.
Okay. We're not going to write a book right now.
No, we're not.
Got it. Noted.
We're not. We could. That could be. Jason, you just mute yourself. Okay. I was going to say we could. That could be the new podcast is making book ideas.
We're just writing book.
That might be something. I don't know.
I mean, I just thought of this idea today. So it's right.
That's really cool. I had a fever dream for a. It should be a comic, but I'd have to make it a web podcast, but it came from listening to a song because I daydream, so that's super cool. You should totally make it happen though.
Yeah. Am I audible again?
Yes.
All right.
That is not our sponsor, by the way. It'd be awesome if it was. Oh man,
what are you talking about? Our future sponsor, Audible.
It could be.
You gotta speak that life, Trey. Speak the life.
Speak it into existence. Okay, cool.
I think that's amazing. I think it's so cool that you do this. And, it's like everybody's thing. It's like I always tell people when they want to do a podcast, I'm like, well, you got to get past like the first 10 episodes because most people quit before then because they realize that they don't have the same willpower as anybody that works for NPR, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody that actually has a marketing team behind their podcast. But there's those ones that do work out. And so it's like, if you're willing to keep on going, then it's at least like for us, like it might not have, it hasn't become lucrative, but it has given us other opportunities and we get to hang out every week. So that's cool too. And I don't have to see my kids for a whole 2 hours. So there's that. I love my kids and they're amazing. And I love that I get to be a stay-at-home dad, but it's this is nice. Once a week I get to hang out and do the podcast. And but I think it's amazing that you're willing to do it, that you started it, and that you keep on doing it. And the coolest part is that you never know who you're going to get. So I have a friend who does a hip-hop, old-school hip-hop podcast or live stream where he just interviews people. And he got, like, his favorite rapper. He didn't even know that it was a possibility. He just asked. And then he was like, here, I'm now Rakim is on my show. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
awesome.
Yeah, it's you never know. And an idea is that one. That one interview could be the thing that makes people listen to the show. So it's like, if you keep on grinding it out and have a great time, it's going to be worth your time. But I think that's cool. And it said, yeah, it's fun.
Super, super cool. Let us know when you start working on that, that I would love to, in all honesty,
really
in all honesty, I'm just saying,
we're trying to
have podcast. You have a possible voice actor right here. I'm down. Narrator, sorry.
You have a very cheap narrator available.
I'll do it for free. I don't give a crap.
Quality narrator for low budget.
Noted.
Was it one of the things, and I need to move on, but I just wanted to, it's something I didn't realize that was a thing until this weekend. This weekend I met Joanne Leeds, and she's a children's singer that she's won a Grammy for children's music, but her new album is called Freedom, but it's spelled free with reed in the middle, and it's actually talking about banned books and how in Florida, where she lives, that there are no books in schools because they're all banned. And because it's so easy to ban them, and most of them are banned just because of the color of the writer's skin, which is crazy.
But I didn't know this was a thing.
And these are picture books. They're not even like, and so in her album, actually each song is actually a picture book, and the song is describing the picture book that was banned.
Wow.
But it's interesting because I didn't realize that this was a thing. And I live in Texas, which is the second most banned book place.
Yep,
sure. But I didn't realize this was a thing. Without getting too political, is this a thing that you think about or nah?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, totally. I mean, living in New Jersey, you walk into like an indie bookstore, and there's usually a table right up front that says, "Here are all the banned books. You know, go buy them. You know, buy them and read them." So I've read many banned books, including Catcher in the Rye used to be banned all the time, you know, like, and because a lot of the content, but I mean, I wasn't, you know, he ran away, he was doing drugs, he was having sex, all this stuff. I wasn't doing that stuff in high school, but there was something about him, Holden Caulfield, feeling lost, feeling like any teenager does, which is what I connected with. It didn't make me go do drugs.
Yeah.
So, which is why, you know, books don't make you do things. They make you think of a different perspective or open your mind up to something or consider something different. But actually, an author that I just interviewed, her books are banned in several places. And it's very interesting because they're nonfiction. So they're based on things that actually happened, but include things around race or gender identity and all of that. So I just think that children, especially, should be given the choice. Because my son actually read that same book that I read. That's banned, but not here. And it brought up some great conversation, which was really important to have with your teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's interesting how it works. I mean, and the same, it's interesting how it's different. Like with music, like kids, like I, you know, we grew up listening to gangster rap. Yeah. And that was definitely very, but again, it's targeted at times. Which people will allow to exist and which people will not allow to exist, which is very frustrating. And so it's like, oh, you want to show somebody being positive and awesome in their life? No, that can't happen. You know, but do you want them to be negative and a terrible connotation of the whole thing? Sure, we love that. And so, but it was interesting. It was an interesting thought that I never really considered. And it's crazy to think about, like, in Texas that they would do that, but it's not a shocker. But it's interesting those things. But it's cool that you actually got to actually interview a person that has it, so that makes this conversation so much more. But anyways, we got to move on because Trey is being impatient and not loving my amazing intellectual conversation that I'm allowing to spew out of my mouth at this
moment.
Here's
the thing that you don't know, Nathan.
Tell me.
I want to be respectful of everyone's time, but I also would love to talk for hours. But realistically, we can't do that. And also, in the name of professionalism, we don't talk about stuff that goes on behind the scenes, Jason.
Oh, anyway,
I didn't hear anything.
I was just saying that Texas Trey just sent me a message that said, I want to get ice cream. Finish this message now because it's melting. And that's, I mean, I'm sorry that I just threw it out here, Trey. But you know what? We got to be more respectful to our guests.
How dare you? How dare
you? Be like Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia, which is why you're trying to rush me off the show.
Here's the thing. Have you guys ever had Grater's ice cream, though?
I don't know what that is.
It's from Cincinnati, and it is some of the best ice cream I will ever have. It might not be the best on the planet, but it is close. Anyway, I don't know if you guys can get it down there. You guys don't have a Kroger, so probably not. Anyway.
Yeah.
What are we doing next, Jason?
Yeah. Well, so now we're going to actually turn everything that we talked about into a rap song. And is there anything, Nathan, that you'd like me? Oh, nope, I'm wrong. First, we're going to actually let you do your plug, talk about all the things
you
love, and that people should go check out, where they should see you, and check out your podcast and all that stuff.
And so we're going to give you the full screen right now, talk about anything you want to do.
Wow.
Awesome. Look at all that. The banners and everything.
The one thing
right
I would
there.
Say,
Nathan,
the reason why Trey sends me messages, because he's an amazing producer, except for right then. Good job, Trey.
Phenomenal.
Well, I'm the host of the Acknowledgements podcast, where I like to read from cover to cover and always start with the acknowledgements and hear about who an author is thinking or what this inside joke is and hear about how they were influenced by their characters and their writing and their lives. And we get to just learn really cool stuff about each other. So I love it because I think one of the biggest things you get out of books too is a connection. And so that our conversations have always led to connection. But I will say, I feel like I have to say that I'm more than just books. I am powered by coffee. I hate revolving doors. I love burnt popcorn specifically. I despise littering. And I, as I said, still have yet to accomplish my bucket list goal, which is now being dumped and refilled. But I still do want to be an extra in a movie and now apparently also write a book.
And be the extra for that movie.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Sorry, I just hit that twice. why burnt popcorn?
Because it tastes really good.
That's why I'm asking.
Oh, really? So exactly. But it's also
not a full bowl, but every once in a while, a little.
It's also a fine art because you have to burn it just enough that the smoke alarms don't go off.
Aha.
So you're saying
don't press the popcorn button?
Yeah, if you're going to press the popcorn button, you got to stand there.
What is the point? I don't get what is the point of the popcorn button on the
microwave?
I do
love that there's a popcorn button. There could be no other buttons, but there will always be a popcorn button because we make that popcorn.
Everyone says don't use it. It's like, wait, why? I almost burnt down my house. Not my house right now, my parents' house with that. And it was when I was younger and I had no idea. I was like, why is the button there if you can't use it?
And even the thing of the microwave popcorn will say all popcorn buttons are different. Like, basically, be careful.
Right. That's so weird.
Have you ever had the I think Big Popcorn released these things. They're like, it's like half cooked popcorn. And so it's like crunchy popcorn bites where they flavor the kernel, but it's half popped. And so I imagine those would be awesome. Like if you
corn nuts,
them. Like they're kind of, they're like corn nuts, but they're not.
Corn nuts so much.
They're like their own corn snack. But I imagine if you took those, threw those bad boys onto that would probably just pop into actual popcorn. Okay. I'm done coming up with new ideas today.
Wait, but with corn nuts, do you ever eat corn nuts when you're not on a road trip? Because I thought that's the entire purpose of a corn nut is you stop at like a road stop.
I think I actually, so we used to, when they dropped, me and my dad were all about them, and now they're insanely hard to eat just because of teeth purposes. But they're one of my favorite snacks to this day. But me and my dad would rave over them and be like, you know, because they'd be a new flavor out or whatever. That's just one of our things. I don't know. But yeah, corn nuts.
Oh, yeah. Roasted corn kernel snack is a thing.
Roasted corn kernel snack. Now you have to add that into the wrap, Jason.
Obviously.
Yes, please.
Obviously.
How do you roast
corn without it not popping on you? How does that work?
It's an art.
Everything about corn seems to be an art.
Apparently, because it's in everything we eat. Hey!
Hey!
High fructose corn syrup.
That's funny. Yes. Okay.
No, it's all not. Right. It's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out things, guys.
What are you figuring out, brother, cousin?
Looking at all the different cool, crunchy corn snacks.
No, you're not.
In the world. Yes, I am. Corn nut barbecue. Crunchy corn nuts. Love. Oh yeah, this is right here. It is corn nuts. You're right. It's just like a fancy version of corn nuts.
Stop. No way. I actually got it right. That's hilarious.
It's called
corn nuts the whole time.
Corn is what they're called.
So you're saying it was always corn nuts?
I feel like love corn. Its like purpose was to make like corn nuts look fancy. It was like it's like the sophisticated version of.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Oh, I'll show you a picture.
Love corn.
Love a corn.
Save image.
I wonder if they have salt and vinegar flavored ones. Because I like salt and vinegar flavored.
I'm
looking at the sea salt.
Are they soft and crunchy?
Well, so what you do is.
Why are we talking about this?
So what you do is you take these corn nuts and these love corn, and then you go to Kernel Seasonings and then get the salt and vinegar version, and then just season your corn nuts with whatever flavor you want.
Well, because you can get original corn nuts, like without just OG corn nuts without any flavoring.
Yes. So. That's what we would get on the road trips.
You wouldn't get any flavors?
No. They're good.
You wouldn't get ranch?
No. There's no need for that.
That's the best.
When something is good, you don't have to flavor it with all these ranch flavors and other things.
What if it's already flavored?
But it's just delicious the way it is in its natural, crunchy corn nut form.
Natural? Is it really natural the way they make corn nuts?
Yeah.
That's actually
I'm just a simple girl.
Here you go. Here it is. Bam.
Hey, look at that. Who's the producer now?
So there you go. There's the corn, love corn, which you're right. I never thought about it. It's just a fancy version of corn nuts.
I'm going to try this now, to be honest. I want to try and see.
They're everywhere. Not love corn, but everybody makes this now. It's just these half-cooked popcorn kernels. So anyway.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right. I want to try some of that. Anyway. All right, we're going to do this rap thing, right, Jason?
You know what? I had this whole weekend where I hung out with all these musicians, and I've decided that I'm no longer a rapper.
Huh.
That's funny because it's not time for rap!
but Trey, I don't want to rap.
I will beatbox for 2 minutes straight then. That's fine. By myself. Right. Trust me. I've gone much, much longer.
Yeah. So Nathan, I apologize, but I've just decided to boycott this part of the show. So Trace is going to be.
I'm just going
to
kill Jason.
So I hope that you learned how to rap, so you can make this segment.
I think I
work.
Offended him with the corn nut discussion.
Who, me? Me?
No, Jason.
Oh, I was like, I loved it. What do you mean?
Yeah.
No.
We didn't include him in our writing project. He's mad about that.
I forgot. Well, I already forgot that
you were mad that I critiqued it. You were like, oh,
you
no.
did. You were Here's like, no, thing. He has to write 20 books.
Here's the thing. But have you ever tried Red Velvet Oreos?
Oh, how do you
Look,
always
it's
have those?
Back.
How
it's
do you
back.
Have those at your desk at all times?
Right here.
How are those always available for this bit? I'm not playing. This dude has Red Velvet Oreos at all times under his desk.
I don't understand why you're doing flavored Oreos, too. Why are you flavoring everything?
These are cocaine. I mean, these are really good.
Eat regular Oreos, though.
Regular Oreos are fine, too, but have you had the other flavors? If you love Red Velvet, those are amazing. Pick them up at your local Walmart. Not affiliated. Anyway,
yet, Trey.
Come Jason, on, dude, we need to move on, brother. Please. We need to move on. I want to talk to Newton for like forever, but we need to move on.
I'm ready.
What's your drink of choice tonight?
So this is bourbon, actually.
You need it for this podcast. Well,
look at this. This is my rocks glass. Like, see, it's Chris Rock.
Oh, phenomenal.
That's pretty
Now neat. You just need that. Some ice cubes in there. I'm here all week. Tip your waiters and waitresses, folks. Jason, what's that? LaCroix?
Yes.
That you're getting all over your face?
H-E-B sparkling water.
H-E-B sparkling beards.
Yes.
So I've been listening to a lot of comedy recently, and I think it's polluting my mind.
Wow, you're actually learning to be funny. This is a good thing for our podcast.
Funnier than you. Okay, let's get this. Jason, what we got? What are we rapping about today?
Oh, I'm supposed to be paying attention.
Yes, you are.
We talked about
we're boring Newton.
We talked about corn nuts. Oh no, we're good. We need to do a backup? Corn nuts is the whole rap song is just gonna be about corn nuts.
Corn. Oh, okay. Corn nuts. Books.
Oh yeah, we talked about the
authors.
We talked about her awesome. Yeah. We talked about her.
She
podcast.
Just wants to rap about corn nuts.
Let's just talk about corn nuts.
The whole episode wouldn't it be great. We just spent the whole hour on talking about corn nuts.
This is hysterical. This is I did not expect to be talking about corn nuts and audiobooks today. Audiobooks, authors. Audiobooks, I already said authors, that.
Yes.
Education. I feel like we barely touched that today.
We definitely, if you ever want to be on the show ever again, which I understand if you didn't want to, we'd love to have you again.
It'd be great. I think it'd be a great time. And the thing is, when she comes back on, she'll have half her book done. So
yeah. But she won't share it with me because she knows I'll just give her bad, terrible notes.
Right? You are definitely not going to be my publisher.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I mean, man, that's a burn right there.
The only person here that's actually published his own book /CDs is probably this guy. I'm just saying.
You've done books?
No,
I'm just okay. Anyway, moving on.
At this point, I used to write poems. If that's believable.
Huh? I believe it.
I wouldn't read them though.
But if you're making a rap, you're not supportive.
Yeah, that's how this show works. We're as not supportive as humanly possible during the show, but we are good friends if it's not believable or not. But we do like each other. So, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do a rap. Newton, is there anything that you'd like me to just to add into the rap that maybe we didn't talk about? Or you like it needs to be emphasized that it needs to be rapped about? Or would you like me to rap about something totally different, a story that you want me to do right now? I don't care. It's whatever you want. It's for you, not for this guy down there.
I feel like I shared my innermost thoughts when I was sharing about like my popcorn and revolving door and all of that.
And
I
feel like he was paying attention, right?
Yeah. But I do, you know, yes, I have a family, but the most important part of my family sometimes and most of the times is my rescue dog, Layla.
Yes. Corn nuts. I was warning when you were going to actually mention Layla.
Layla girl.
You didn't talk about your dog. You had a dog this whole time.
I had a dog this whole time.
Actually, half of the bio beautiful. Was about the dog.
It was about the dog.
What?
Half of her bio when she entered for the podcast is about her amazing rescue.
I
dog.
Didn't hear. I just am not. We're an hour and 8 minutes in. I just now heard about
I
a dog.
I know. I mean, know. Whatever. I was like, kids, husband, whatever. But
we're ending, and I was thinking, oh no, I missed the chance to talk about Layla. But you,
I mean,
you found
she literally the FedEx guy literally catcalled her the other day because she's so beautiful.
You're saying he whistled?
He catcalled my dog. Yes.
Confused. Did he go meow? Because it's a dog. It's a cat dog. It's funny. I'm hilarious.
Trey's telling me not to laugh, so I'm not going
to. Oh, you can laugh. I was just spooning Jason regardless.
You're sending her messages. Stop.
Damn. Laughing.
No. You're not supposed to produce produce the guest? That doesn't make any sense.
Man, we're having a ball. Okay, so what are we rapping about, Jason? Hey,
we're good.
Time?
We're good to go, dude.
Oh, Newton, so do you have a nickname or a stage name or a name that you want to be called just for the sake of this bit?
So it's actually No, because I want to be called Newton. But interestingly, for all through college, because I didn't want to be Newton, because who wants to have a different name? I wanted to have a regular name like everyone else, because I already look different from everyone. So I'd rather wanted to have a regular name. So one of my friends called me Newt, and it was Newt. There were a lot of people that didn't even know I had like a different name. They'd call me Newt. But it was only after college where I was like, no, I like my name and why I have it and the background of it. So I'm no longer, that was my name, Newt, for a very long time, my nickname. But no, I like being Newton.
Man, I feel like there's so many questions we have yet to ask her that she needs to come back because of the background of her name apparently is there. Or we haven't talked about all her family's, her dog mainly.
We can't force people to be on the show. We can't threaten them to come back on the second episode. That's not how it works.
She doesn't have to come back on. I assume she's hating it since she's having such a good time. So
yeah.
I mean, it depends on how this rap comes out. Really,
the pressure's on me.
If it sucks, I'm not going back.
Well, you don't have to worry about me because I won't be saying a word. I'm just beatboxing. All right, so Newton it is. Without further ado, Jason, are you ready to get this on and popping?
I am, sorry.
Yo, 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 it's DJ Sound Effects, Scout the Psalmist, and Newton on the mic. Let's get it, y'all.
Hey. Corn nuts, corn nuts. I rap about corn nuts every single day.
Wait. You can't. No, you can't.
I like how they all books and companionship, and now all we want to do is talk about corn nuts.
I thought you were literally just going to keep saying corn nuts.
Okay. I was! My plan was to keep on going until both y'all busted.
All right, look, we're doing that again. You can start off that way. I'll keep beatboxing. I'll probably laugh anyway. Gosh, dang it. I did not expect that.
That went way. I'm so glad that y'all busted so quickly because I was like, I don't know how many times I'm going to be able to repeat core nuts.
Oh, man. Okay, let's do that again.
Yo, we're back to round two with DJ Sound Effects, Scout the Summits, and Newton talking about corn nuts. Let's get it!
Books. I mean corn nuts. I said corn nuts. Everybody, corn nuts. You did a good job. I never see why. We talk about the podcast acknowledgements, and I try not to cry sometimes, and we be. But now we got to talk about them crazy things the Raiders, writers, and all the people do when they trying to make it all together with the crew. But ooh, sometimes we can't understand when we got to buckle this. We got to roll it, man. Yeah, it's sometimes born and then it be. But then you got to make those things interesting. And yeah, you don't have to be Indiana Jones. Sometimes I make it because I'm sitting alone in myself in a room just talking on a microphone, looking like a crazy dude, only if I feel it, yo. Oh, I never see where we be, and Trey's just so handsome. I don't know what to be with that beautiful beard, breaking it back there. I knew that one day I'm standing right here. It's weird that I can just give people that have a Grammy a hard time. That makes me all sad, and sometimes I get it when I'm feeling it be. But back to corn nuts, because they're so tasty, and everybody rolling because they still can't be. They want to take it down like this, I never go, G. But now we did it, I know that we go. So many times if you still don't know. Oh, yeah, and she has a butterful dog. His name's Leah, I feel in it odd. Only if I knew what I'd be. She got catcalled by the dude, what the heck does that mean? If I never see the herd, a meow when I go. But sometimes I meow when I flow, tripping. Only if it's the same. We could break it all like forever been a day. And hey, we could talk about it now. Talk about them things that never get in how. And banned books, that stuff is crazy, bro. I know they're trying to help the kids, but I don't know if it's all the same that you never see the brain. If you never get it back, will you ever run away? And yeah, I'm already messed up myself, so my kids hang out with me all the time. Well, and only if I can't break it down too. Hopefully they don't ban dads, I'll be messed up, dude. Only if I can't keep it on true in the night. We freestyle rap because we feeling it tight. Standing on the mic and Trey, he's the best. Only if I can't take it down with the rest. Make sure you check out Newton as she goes. Check out her podcast and all the other things, bro. Cause she's not gonna mess it all up like me on my rap when I talk about corn nuts. Only if I can't break down when I be. But yes, sirree, that's the MC he.
That That was awesome. Good stuff. You made us laugh and you kept it going. So. I honestly, Jason,
I appreciate the callback to the corn nuts.
I'm gonna rewatch the show just for the beginning of the first part. I feel like we might need to have our guests rate your raps at the end of it.
Let's do it. Let's start with Newton.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right, Newton.
I have a rating scale.
What? One, two.
Oh four. No, she has her own.
Oh, you have your own.
I'm giving you the.
Yeah.
So I use this. Bring it back to books. I use this rating scale at our book club. I won't do a 1 to 5 because I feel like then if it's like middle-ish, everyone always goes 2.5. So I like doing a 1 to 4. So.
Okay. And what would you rate him?
I will give you a
-1. I'm just kidding.
you can rate both my first corner wrap and my second one, your choice.
Which one? The first one is a 4, obviously. just fully due to content. The second one, I will give it a 3.67.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good rating.
Yeah.
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
If you didn't put Layla in it, then we'd be having issues.
Beefing.
Yeah. That got you up there.
Oh, that's good to hear. You know, the truth is I this weekend I did a show and it went so extremely well. No matter how bad I did today, I would have felt pretty good about my freestyle skills.
I can't believe you didn't talk about that in the podcast.
Yeah,
I guess we'll have to do it next week.
No, welcome guys to the second hour.
No. I have a life outside of this podcast.
Welcome to our new segment, the second hour. No, it's good. We now have our guest, DJ Sound Effects. Thank you, Newton, for being the new co-host of Flows For You. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Trey has been kicked off the show indefinitely.
Yeah, that's what he gets. I get Woody to come and perform.
If you didn't see, I was miming the four walls that are.
I saw that. That was awesome.
I'm trying to beat out of the wall to get out of the.
But thank you so much again for being on the show, Nathan. I hope you had a fun time.
You've been a great guest. Goofballs. You've been a great guest. Thank you so much.
I had a great time.
I hope so. I hope, though. I hope we can entertain you again sometime soon.
Yes, for sure.
You're probably the quickest that we've ever said we want you on the show a second time. Like,
really?
Yeah, I think he asked you to be on the show a second time, like 15 minutes into the show. I was like, okay.
Well, the thing is, she knew what Halo was. So that's all it took for me. So.
Winner. Yeah.
You said what?
It's an automatic winner.
That and corn nuts. I mean,
I was in nobody, at that point.
We could do how can you have rating.
We could. How in the world can you like immediately know what corn nuts is? I mean, that's just we could just.
Here's the thing. I didn't know what a corn nut was. I obviously was describing corn nuts and didn't realize.
I know. It was hilarious. It's like, yeah, they make it halfway through. And I'm like, corn nuts?
I'm just so used to going to fancy places that have them there. I never registered that. Oh, those are corn nuts.
Those they have in Whole Foods. They don't have regular corn nuts in Whole Foods.
But they're the same thing, and you're paying like
the same ingredients. It's just the brand.
100%.
I feel very taken advantage of since I did not register that they were the same thing.
Here's the thing with the what is it? Tasty corn. Okay, the difference between tasty corn and corn nuts is tasty corns you actually eat it with a fork and a knife, and then the corn nuts you just throw it in your mouth. So.
Yeah. A cloth napkin.
Yes, with a cloth napkin and Perrier on the side.
I like. I spent so much time describing the deliciousness of these things.
We're just gonna let it ride, man. Just
like, come on, dude. Do you not have you? Are you too fancy to eat corn nuts?
Ooh.
I am. My tummy is not. It's too good for corn nuts.
Well, Newton, you've been an amazing guest. Like we said, thank you so much for coming on the show, Jason. Who are our sponsors today? Nobody. Awesome. So we're gonna move.
If you want to get a new website, go to nomadweb.design. They took care of our website and it's still up, so that's good. And if you're looking for beautiful art like we have here, you can contact me and I'll tell you the amazing guy that hooks us up.
El Rico.
El Rico. I just was afraid I was going to say his name wrong for the 100th time.
El Rico.
El Rico. That sounds so beautiful.
Not La Rico.
And thank you so much again for everybody that listens to the show on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you for all our awesome YouTube subscribers that you, for some reason, spend an hour watching this show. And today, an hour and 19 minutes. And we really appreciate it. But it's okay because you get an extra 19 minutes of talking to Newton. I mean, come on. That's fair. It's a fair situation.
That's a good point.
And talking about corn nuts. I mean, this is going to be our most viral one ever because everybody loves corn nuts. So, obviously. And thank you again, everybody. If you want to be on the show, hit us up. And if you're looking for rappers for your birthday parties, we're available. Go to flowsforyouparty.com. And I'm sorry. If you want a mediocre rapper / amazing, talented, one of a kind, gifted beatboxer, then this is not good. This is not the group for you.
Oh my God!
Man, hyped you up.
If you didn't add the sound effects, you were gonna get the love, and then you dirted yourself. But anyways, if you do want us for your parties for some reason, hit us up. Go to flowsforyou.com. We are available. We do awesome festivals and events all the time, and that's what we do. So, Trey, I'm totally forgetting hundreds of things.
It's okay. We can only say a couple of them. We love you guys to be on our show. Please feel free to hit us up on all of those social media things that he was talking about. If he hasn't, I'm about to say them right now. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. I don't know. Whatever.
We just added like 50 people.
Oh, phenomenal. Flows for You Pod. And you can hit us up at our website, flowsforyoupod.com. You can message us through there. Our easiest way to reach us is through Facebook. Please hit us up through there. We'd love to have you on the show. We talk about anything and everything, and we have a good time doing it. But that is pretty much it, Jason. We can move right along to our next portion
so
we
can
close out the show.
And Trey does have to go to sleep. This is the real reason he's cranky.
I'm not going to sleep. I am tired.
He wants to watch the anime.
I'm not tired of you guys. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, that's good. But now we get to do the closing, which is my favorite part, where we get to give Trey a hard time. And you get to be his therapist. If you need any help, just call in your respected
ethereal
colleague, me.
Or, okay, and, yeah, I was going to say ethereal voice omnipresent person. Jason.
Yeah, and so I'll be here to help. But here you go. Welcome to Trey's therapy session. Oh, I need to make a bit. I need to make a little thing for this. That'd be great. Like you laying on the couch. That'd be fun. All right. Anyways.
Not like you don't already have that freaking picture. Do not.
That sounds terrible, Trey. Don't say that.
Come on, man. It's an inside joke.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in a hippo costume. It's a freaking onesie, and I'm on a couch, and I have like a notebook and a pen thing.
That's absolutely the picture.
Yeah.
It is. It's a thing.
I don't understand why it's not showing right now.
Because he's asked me not to show hippo.
I don't care. I don't care. You can do it.
If you go back to episode like 10, it's the actual thumbnail for episode 10 of our show. So
I think I did it for someone's bit. I can't remember what it was.
I would love, Trey, if for some reason episode 10 becomes our most listened to episode just because of this one call out. Go check out episode 10.
Oh, man. I'm cringing internally. All right, cool. Jason, take it away.
All right. Welcome to Trey's therapy session. We have an amazing Dr. Newton Rubinson here. Could you please...
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I tried.
He said your name right.
He really did. And my parents would be so proud that I have the doctor.
That you became a doctor. Yeah.
Do I get to just ask you things now?
Yeah.
So three questions that can be whatever you want.
Okay.
Thank you for having a session with me today, Miss Newton. Dr. Newton, excuse me.
God. Use the right letters, Trey.
You're right. I'm terrible at that.
PhD. Okay. So, my first question is, because I feel like we started our conversation talking about the nerdiness and the level of nerdiness. So, I want to hear about what was the very first video game you actually played?
I would say the first one that I remember playing is Crash Bandicoot on the PlayStation 1, but I mean, I feel like I've played Tetris and Pac-Man and Dig Dug. Those are the ones that are coming to mind. Donkey Kong Country, Super Mario Bros. I can't really pick, but before I had a console, it was probably Crash Bandicoot on the PlayStation 1 because my babysitter at the time had it, and she always had to bring it over because I made her bring it over because I didn't have any video games. But after that, I did.
Okay. If you could go back to any part of your life, because it brought you such great joy, what would it
okay.
be?
Okay.
Did you think it was going the other way to change it? No. Because it brought you great joy. You want to go right back.
Great joy. That's so tough. Man.
I'm playing Crash Bandicoot for the first time.
No. that's the thing.
There. Now.
We didn't invite you, voice.
Corn nuts. The first. I remember it like it was yesterday.
What are these, Dad? Are these corn nuts?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's so tough. I would say, Okay. The first time I ever got a gaming console was an N64. Yes, that shows my age, but I also grew up around people with the Nintendo Entertainment Systems and in Super Nintendo Entertainment Systems. But my parents, it was after school one day, it was probably a Friday, for my birthday or something, I had asked for a Nintendo 64. We were going to our local game store, and I asked them for one. They were sold out. And so I'm leaving the store dejected and like, man, this sucks, because quite frankly, there wasn't a ton of places that were selling stuff like that at that time, because I don't even think Walmart was selling game systems. That sounds terrible, but it probably was true. It's probably not. I don't know. But the thing is, I was a kid at the time. I walk out and my parents are like, I don't know where we're going to find one. I don't know. Why don't you pop the trunk real quick? There is a brand new N64 in their trunk. It was a whole ruse the entire time. I was freaking out. Probably one of my first surprises in my life. And I couldn't wait to go home and play it. And I don't even remember what game they got me, to be honest. But it was a magical moment as a kid. It brought me a ton of joy. And I still have that same thing downstairs. So anyway.
Nathan, I appreciate you having me come in and listen to this without Trey knowing. Because this is really where we need to get him about his being a pathological liar. And we all know that he did not.
Where's that voice systems. Coming from?
And it, you know, his Who parents have talked about this making up truth about his life, and it's really hurt. It's really hurting him and his growth. Am I correct,
right here, Nathan? Lie to his therapist. I know, this it's is a messed safe up. Space between us, Trey.
Yeah, I don't know where that voice is coming from. I'm a little concerned. And do I need new medication or? All right, is that? Do we have one more question, or is that it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have like 7 more questions. So I have to. I guess I have to pick one.
Oh,
or come back on the show for just a therapy session show.
Can we do a whole therapy session?
We could. We can do whatever you want.
We probably could. I mean, I have the attention span of it.
We could come on your show for our pretend book we wrote. Nobody does any research on it. Authors. Scott and Trey.
Okay. All right. My last question is, I would like you to share a boring fact about yourself.
Oh, Lord.
That even Jason doesn't know.
Ooh.
How boring are we talking?
Like,
make
boring.
Us all fall asleep.
Yeah, it'd be like if we hadn't had this whole corn nut situation, and then you were like, oh, yeah, I like corn nuts. We would have been like, well, that's boring. Obviously, that's not boring now. It's the best thing ever.
Probably falling asleep while Jason's talking half the time. I don't know. I'm just joking. A boring fact. I don't know.
He wears Flintstones PJs.
I do not. I don't wear PJs. I just wear normal clothes.
Whoa! This is a family show.
Normal clothes to wearing to going to sleep. A boring fact.
What kind of show is this?
I love wearing loose fit like shirts and shorts going to bed. That's a boring fact.
I think as your therapist, we'll have to analyze why that is.
because I don't like being constricted when I'm trying to sleep. I feel like some of my graphic tees have been a little tight because I need to lose weight. But that's it.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. Thank you. I hope you enjoy our extra time with Newton and Trey and everybody else that's on the show. There's only three. I don't know why I said everybody else. I don't know.
No, there's millions of followers and millions of watchers, Jason. You have to breathe it into existence, man.
And don't forget about the amazing bot that is the only person in our comments.
Thing is, we started a little later, so pretty sure people probably thought we canceled.
I'm pretty sure the bot is just watching the show, just going, I'm stealing all those bits. And then you're just going to start seeing Corn Nut commercials everywhere. This is what it is. But thank you
if
so
I
much.
See a Corn Nuts commercial on Facebook or Google or anywhere, I'm going to freak out.
Oh, that is on all of our feeds now. That's all.
Yeah, we're not looking for Corn Nuts.
My Google Hub is not even connected, and I'm going to freak out.
But thank you so much for being on the show, Nathan. I hope you had a great time.
It was a ball.
And, everybody that was watching and everybody that's going to watch. So as this being our most watched ever episode, which I'm going to call 3 million people. And we really appreciate all the 3 billion people because right now,
3 billion.
As you're listening, and hearing this, you're one of those people.
3 trillion. You make it 3 trillion.
The 3 trillion people that have listened to the show so
not,
far.
And we really appreciate that exist. It.
Oh my goodness.
It's pretty amazing.
Past, present, and future.
Three.
They're all watching.
Three affinity.
Yeah, you know, we have this whole... infinity is infinite. There's not, it's not a number. It's infinite.
You know what? My son was like, Daddy, what's the last number ever? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, it's affinity. And I was like, you win. I don't know how to explain.
You're right, Austin. You're right, Boston.
Yeah.
And then look at him and just say, down in Ohio, swag like Ohio. And then watch him do the dance.
Do you know anyway, what that is, Newton?
Of course I do.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my son's favorite thing to do in the world is swag
yes,
like Ohio.
I see it, too. I have an 8-year-old.
Oh, yes.
All the pop culture references.
Oh. And are you,
because corn nuts.
Are you a terrible parent and how they know everything about Squibbity Toilet?
A what?
Squibbity Toilet.
Ask her how old her kids are.
How old are your kids?
14 and 9.
Okay. Maybe then. I don't know.
Skibbity Toilet is a YouTube video where a head pops out of a toilet and then people start shooting at it.
Oh, I'm sure the 9-year-old knows about it.
Yeah, it's animated.
And
all right.
It does the song Skibbity Bop Bop Boop Bop Boo.
No, it's Skibbity Bob 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 Skibbity Beep Skibbity Bip Skibbity Double the Double the Double.
Yeah, that's it.
Please, you heard that song at least, right?
No.
You haven't heard that song? It's everywhere. That's okay. Yeah, we'll tell you after the show. Hey, feel free to stick around for a little bit longer. I don't know how much time you have, but just we don't have a ton of time. That'd be amazing. Yeah. Newton, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. Everybody who's watching the show or will be watching the show, thank you so much. Please love and share this post. We want to make so many more. Without all of that and with all that in mind, flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
We love you guys. Take care. Have a good night. It is taking forever.
Are you not pressing the button?
My cursor is taking forever. Love you guys. Take care.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you.